Well, just what the doctor ordered yesterday, widespread rain and storms after another break of about 5 or 6 days in many places without any rain. Not real common in late June, early July. So we needed the rain yesterday, and oh how. In some cases, as is usually the case, it was too much, too short a time, as much as 4 to 4.5 inches of rain in Ocean Way just during the afternoon hours, just to the east and southeast of the airport. The airport itself measured a little more than 1.5 inches of rain. Here at CBS 47, Fox 30, WOKV studios, we only measured about a little more than 1/2 inch of rain. We had some amounts of 2 to 4 inches, parts of St. John's County as well. So good. So everybody managing at least some rain, and amounts did vary accordingly, but a decent rainfall. And we have more of that ahead today. And again, it's a little bit different weather pattern than we've been experiencing, which is the first showers and storms will be developing to the west and then move pretty swiftly to the east, probably reaching the Highway 301 corridor by noon today, or at least early afternoon, to I-95 within an hour of that, and then offshore in another hour, so by 3 p.m. or so. And that bodes well for the afternoon commute. It would appear that this will be starting earlier and be over with a little bit earlier than it was yesterday. There still may be a shower or storm, especially near the coast late in the afternoon. But otherwise, we should see a little bit earlier activity today. Still locally heavy. There'll be some lightning, and then they'll move on. The sun comes back out, and then, of course, it gets hot and steamy. And then tomorrow, the storms are a little more widely scattered in the afternoon. The coverage isn't quite as great, but there'll still be some heavy storms. It still looks to be middle of the day and into the afternoon, kind of similar to today's timing. And then the thunderstorms increasing coverage again to round out the work week on Thursday and Friday. Quite a few afternoon storms again. So we're trying to kick this season, wet season, into high gear, but it's still, and in some cases, you still see it limping along. We have that upper level ridge still trying to build in nearby. And as long as that's around, we'll get into some dry stretches every once in a while. But at least a little bit wetter overall, actually quite a bit wetter overall this week. High temperatures will be about where we ought to be, 90 to 95. A little hotter tomorrow, mid-90s, because a few less storms. And then likewise, as we head into the weekend, looks like the storms become a little more hit and miss and allows those temperatures to turn just up a notch or two. In the tropics, well, Beryl finally made has had its final act, at least as a bona fide tropical system. By that, I mean it's degenerating into an area of low pressure, still producing some heavy rain and severe weather along its path all the way into the Ohio Valley today and tomorrow. Produced a lot of tornadoes as it moved inland over Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas yesterday and last night, making that landfall about 80 miles south-southwest of Houston early in the morning on Monday, about 4 o'clock in the morning, as a Category 1 hurricane. It was in the process of strengthening, so thankfully it ran out of its energy source, the warm ocean water, or we would have had even more of a problem on our hands. It at least moved swiftly so that while it was a tough and rough blow for Houston, it was a quick one. It wasn't anything like Harvey in 2017 that hung around for days and days and dropped those tremendous amounts of rain. So Beryl continues off to the northeast, losing its tropical characteristics, and again, no impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. The rest of the tropics pretty quiet. There's a system moving across Central America that was a tropical wave way out over the Atlantic. If that develops, it'll be on the Pacific side, so no problem there. There's an upper-level low with some pretty persistent thunderstorms between Jacksonville and Bermuda, but it doesn't look like that's going to be able to develop anything at the surface either. So we're in pretty good shape, the tropics, for right now. That's good news. Always more and Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. We need a break after Beryl set numerous records. Many of them are early season records, including the strongest maximum winds in the Atlantic prior to August on record. We had the third lowest central pressure prior to August on record. The earliest Cat 4, the earliest Cat 5. Beryl became a hurricane the farthest east in the Atlantic Basin on record. Its intensification rate from June 29th to June 30th was the fastest 24-hour rate for any storm this early in the calendar year. So it goes on and on. The list goes on and on. Also had 3 official landfalls. The eye technically just missed Jamaica, so it was 3 landfalls. Grenada and the Windward Islands, Mexico, Yucatan Peninsula, and then, of course, South Texas. Matagorda is where it came ashore early on Monday morning. I have a laundry list of all those records in Talking the Tropics with Mike. And also, Dr. Phil Klotzbach from Colorado State University will be issuing his updated seasonal forecast for today, or today for the rest of the hurricane season, and I suspect it's not going to change a whole lot. We're still looking at, obviously, at a very active season, although now at least a chance to take a breath and relax a little bit as far as the Atlantic tropics are concerned. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.